Fine. So, guys, okay. So, what I want to do now is, and I don't know if we'll finish it before Wednesday when I'm giving Sure Callie for everyone, but whatever, we'll continue afterwards. What I want to do is the question of the status of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. Now, I know that most of these Makarot are not from our Mesechta, though some are, but as several of the Acharonim note, the Karen Ora notes this, Chazkel Abramsky notes it, the sugya we were learning for a while, right, so Sevet Shvi'it, I remember, we finished the whole first perek. I really should take you guys out for a CM. Let's do that one day, okay?
Yeah.
What?
When?
I don't know. Right? Ginsburg did on Thursday, right? He took his guys out to Aroma?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that at some point. Like,
yeah.
What? Aroma, yeah.
I haven't tried that yet. It looks really good.
Okay. But it's on the yeshiva.
Oh.
So it's on the yeshiva. Right? I'll ask him what to do. I happen to like Biga better, so I'll ask him if I can do that. But or whatever. We can do whatever you want. Having tried different ones, I like, anyway, really not important. I'll check with them and we'll find a good day. Because you guys deserve it after that. But we went to the whole first perek on Tosefet Shvi'it, and we spent all those sugyot and doing the d'oraisa, right? How many of you got the impression? I guess. How many of you got the impression at any point that there was even a Hava Amina Sheva Hava Amina that Shemitah itself nowadays was not Daraisa? No, right? Like the whole sugya is like, maybe so 7 Shvi'it is Daraisa, the Batuk.
If you said 7 Shvi'it is Daraisa, then there's no way.
Right. And that's why you read that whole sugya and you're like, that's amazing because majority of poskim, heads up, think that Shemitah nowadays is not Daraisa.
Is there a difference between them because then they have like a Sanhedrin?
And as we'll see, right? This is why I want to do this again now. Not only do the majority of poskim assume that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not Daraisa, but there's a not so important posek, minor little posek, called the Rama, right? Who thinks that not only is it not Daraisa, it's not even Darabanan, it's a minag. It's a Mitzvah Chasidus. It's a Mitzvah Chasidus, like it's a nice thing to do. I mean, right? So now. This is a very important question, halachically, obviously. Not just lamdishly, which obviously, you know, to understand is important, but halachically, right, as some of you at this point have noticed, if you go around to different stores, right, as some of you have asked, this one says, Heter Mechira, this one says Yivul Nachri, this is Yivul Chol, this is Matzah Menutak, this is Droma Rava, this one says, this one says Otsar Betin, this one says, you know, have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Different produce, yeah, right? So a lot of that is based on, right, Heter, one of the main major justifications for the Heter Mechira, which we will talk about at some point, is, well, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not Daraisa, and therefore you can be Mekil, right?
Therefore you can be
lenient, right? And you can rely on the Heterim because it's maybe Darabanan, maybe it's not even Darabanan, it's just Mitzvah Chasidus. No. Speka Daraisa Lachomer, Speka Darabanan Lakula, right? And if it's a Mitzvah Chasidus, even less, right? If it's just, right? And therefore, I know you looked at these sources and you said, wow, that's long. First of all, I know you looked at the sources and you said, wow, that's long. First of all, it's not that long. Second of all, I'm not planning on doing all of it. Third of all, do you understand how much is written just in this question? If you read the Hakdamah to Rav Kook wrote a sefer called Shabbat Haaretz, and I have at my house, if I remember, I'll bring it in, a sefer that was written by Rav Magnus, a sefer written just on the introduction to Shabbat Haaretz. It's hundreds of pages dealing just with this question of Daraita, Darabanan, and the ramifications of it for all types of Heterim and things like that. It's a very important question. So what I want to do is try to figure out, well, what is the status of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? I'm not going to torture you. Many of the sugyot will be like, oh, look, it implies it in the Tosefet Shvi'it sugyot that's Daraita. We read those at length. And as of all you note, it implied that it is Daraita. But let's see why it is true. So before we get into the Gemaras and trying to understand the issues, let me ask you, what types of svarot would you be looking for to judge this question? What types of factors go into this, right? Why would Shemitah, right, what types of rationales could explain Shemitah is not Daraisa? Good. So one of them that Kobe picks up on are those that relate to the Kedusha Aretz. But I want you to think even more, right, abstractly. and structurally. What are you really saying? What are anybody who bases their argument about whether Shemitah is or is not Daraita on the question of Kedushat Ha'aretz nowadays, right, on the status of the land, what type of answer structurally is that? Right? I know I'm not asking this clearly. It's not a local Shemitah question. Right? One type of question you have to look for are issues that relate to a large swath of halachic issues, right? Of which Shemitah may be a subcategory. So the question is Israel still kadosh for the purposes of mitzvot? Is going to affect not just Shemitah, it's going to affect all the mitzvot of Tluya Baris, right? Shemitah and Yovel and Truma and Maaser and Peah and whatever, right? And Shemitah is one of them. So that's one type of sugya you have to look at, right? The second type of sugya you need to look at are sugya that, right, that suggest local exemptions, right? That explain even if Mitzvah Tluya Baretz apply, Kedusha Aretz applies, but maybe Shemitah is unique, right? Those are the two main types of issues that you are expecting to see, okay? And the reason I gave you the Olamot packet, besides for the fact you can look at the Makarot in the original, not just copy in a Bar Ilan, which gives you the Mefarshim, but also because, you know, it gives you the Tzurat Hadaf, which I think is nice sometimes, and they helpfully underline things, but also they gave you in this, you know, in the newer ones, little subtitles. So in case you're lost at the question you're trying to answer, right, this will help orient it. Is it all the Makarot? No. Right? Is it even close to all the Makarot?
No.
No. Am I going to make you read all the Makarot? No. Right? If you want all the Makarot and you want to borrow them from me, will I give them to you? With pleasure. With pleasure. You can borrow my regular Shabbat Aretz. You can borrow my Magnus edition Shabbat Aretz. You can borrow my, you know, Chazanish. You can borrow Shlomo Zalman. You can borrow, we have the Rav Rimon book here. You can borrow my book from Rav Bittman. I've had fun just reading. Shemitah, you have no idea. You have no idea. I went at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, I went, well, okay. To be fair, the Otzer Shvi'it alone is what, like 78 pounds?
78?
You've seen that thing. The thing that he uses. It's not 78 pounds. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's many pounds. Plus the two art scrolls, right? Plus I have Shabbat Aretz. Plus I have Madane Eretz by Rosh Hashanah is also that big. It's basically the same size. And I have a lot of Sarim. You can see. I have all shelves. And then I have fun tabs. And I didn't get everything. I went to this Sarim store and I bought a pile and then I was like, you know.
You brought a pile?
A pile of Sarim, yes.
That's
how it felt when I carried them out. Okay. So, when you go through the sugya, what you get is as follows, right? You will find that there are two types of things that will go on in the Rishonim and the Achronim. One is they will directly tackle the question, right, like the fundamental questions. The second is that they will go through sugya, like Tosefet Shviyot, and say, okay, before we understand the sugya, let's just figure out the implication of the sugya, right? I mean, not why it is. But does this Gemara seem to assume that Shemitah is Daraisa or not, right? So some of them will just go through, hey, look, in this sugya, it implies that it's Daraisa without figuring out why, right? And then they're the ones who try to figure out why. So let's deal with the broad question, okay? First question. Kedushat Ha'aretz b'zman hazeh. I just want to introduce the issue, right? We might come back to it, right? But the first major question you have to ask is, in order for Shemitah to be obligatory nowadays on a biblical level, the land needs to be holy on a biblical level, right? Now, in general, the Gemara discusses two types of Kedusha, two historical periods of Kedusha, okay? Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, which according to almost all Rishonim, but not all, okay? I'm not going to overcomplicate this yet. Kedusha Rishona is Kibush Yehoshua, right? Kedusha, the first sanctification of the land of Israel was in the time of Yehoshua, right? And the second was?
When the time was
By the time of Ezra. Right? Shivat Zion. Right? If you remember your history, right? If you remember your history. So
you,
oh, so if you remember your history, right, so obviously Yoshua, 40 years in the desert, they come in, and according to Chazal's count, right, 7 years of conquest, 7 years of dividing the land, right, the 14 years, right, and Ezra is when? Right, let's just do the history. Ezra is when, I asked the question, I want an answer first. 70 years. 70 years into, come on. 70 years, the period of Shivat Zion.
The story of Ezra, yeah.
No, the story of Ezra.
No, the story of Ezra,
like the book, Ezra Nehemiah, like that 23 chapters or something, which is longer than Esther. The one that actually talks about coming to Israel, coming back to Israel, that one, the one that actually describes it. Yes, Esther, we know, we're learning Daniel, I got it. You know this period. But no, this is slightly after that period, at the time of Ezra, right? There are Nevi'im in this period, like Haggai, but... So Ezra comes back. Okay, there is another Shita, if I remember correctly, Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that, no, Kedusha Rishona is Kedusha Avot, and Kedusha Shniya is Yoshua, which changes the whole understanding of the Sugya. But, yes, what is your question, Zach?
How can he say that?
How can who say what?
How can Rabbeinu Hananel say that?
Because he doesn't care what you think.
Yeah,
it is not the obvious shot in the sugya, but he thinks that that is what it means. I'm not torturing you with it, so I'm not, I said, am I giving you all the makarot? No. Am I giving you those makarot? No, I'm just mentioning it. Now you're going to be like, so go find it, and like, you know, and deal with it. Yalla. Okay? But the first major reason why you might think that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not Doraita is that you think that the land of Israel is not Kadosh. Now, like I said, part of it is also if I give you this, I will hold myself back a little bit from giving you everything. But let's start with this question, okay? So, the Gemara asks this question in several places. Okay? So, let's start with the second source here. Okay, this is a good one place. The Gemara in... Shavuot Daf Tet Zayin, right? Okay, what does the Gemara say? Itmar. Yeah, what does it say? Rav Huna Amar. Actually, let's skip down. Tznan. Rav Huna Amar. Bechol Elu Tznan Kesavar. Vikichala Tidlafo. Right? So without getting to all the background of the Gemara, what does the Gemara say?
The first
position the Gemara says, that Kedusha Rishona Kicha Lishata V'Kicha Latid Lafo. That, from when?
From
the time of Yoshua. The Ezra Zecher Be'al Mahud Avad. So why did Ezra... Right? Why did Ezra do what?
Sanctify the land
again. Very good, right? Have you ever learned Ezra? No, we've already established this, right? What? Have any of you learned Ezra? Hey, look at you. Oh, you listen to Nachyami. There you go. So some of you are actually somewhat acquainted with Sefer Ezra. Amazing. Right, so yes, he does some sanctification of the land. So he says, it was still Kadosh. Rav Nachman Omar, B'achat Nikol Elutnan, fine. Ksavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha Lishata, Velo Kitsha Latid Lafo, Ve'ezra Kedusha Kadish. Okay? So the first Shita says that Ezra, that Yoshua's Kedusha, we'll assume now that Yoshua's Kedusha lasted forever, and Ezra therefore was just doing an honorary.
Ezra's Kedusha has more power to last for longer than Yoshua's.
Hold the thought. Like I said, hold it. Right? And the second Shita says no. The first Kedusha was indeed Batel, right? But the second one, the one of Ezra. Now, let's Okay, let's throw out a few questions that you have to ask about this. So, yeah? There's a lot of questions. So first of all, there's the question which obviously the Gemara actually takes up, which is, why is Kedusha Shniyah better than Kedusha Rishona? Right? What is it about the second Kedusha? Okay? Yes. Another question you have to ask is, well, what do you mean Kedusha Rishona with Batel? So what was the status of Israel after Galut? Does that mean it wasn't holy at all? Right? Was it like holy in potential? Was it like, what was it, right? Was it nothing?
What did their condition do? Like, what did it change?
Very good. The next, right, similar question is, what does it mean it's not kadosh? Like, it's not kadosh at all? It's not kadosh for certain purposes? Right? Right, you always have to ask these questions, right? When it says not kadosh, what do you mean? Is it not kadosh at all? Is that for the purposes under discussion it's not kadosh? Right? Right, all these are questions that you have to ask. Now, in this Gemara, what's the assumption? That... No, it's not talking about Shemitah. But in this Gemara, it's just talking generally. But in this Gemara, everyone agrees that what?
That nowadays is still holy.
That Kedusha Shniyah is Kadosh forever, and therefore nowadays, presumably, it is Kadosh.
So it's still,
does everyone agree with that assumption?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Why did I, you know, this is the limit. There is yet another Gemara, which I don't think I put on it, right? But the Gemara in Yevamot, the Gemara, I'll read you just two lines in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Savar Rabbi Yochanan, I'll just read it to you, you don't have it. Savar Rabbi Yochanan, Truma Bizman Hazed, all right. Rabbi Yochanan holds that nowadays Truma is biblical. So the Gemara says, Ha Mani. Who is it who holds that Truma Bizman Hazed is Doraita? Rabbanan he. In the middle, the Gemara says maybe it's not Doraita. So who says it's not Doraita? Rabbanan. Va'ana damar kerbiosi. And I hold like kerbiosi, Ditanya b'seder olam, because it says in Midrash seder olam, which Zach knows backwards and forwards, upside down, inside out, right? So what does it say, Mr. I translated seder olam, yeah? So one day Zach will get to the point in it because the Gemara attributes Seder Olam. What, Zach, please explain to everyone Seder Olam is.
Seder Olam is a measure by Obiyosi on the history from
Seder
Olam.
Very good. So Seder Olam is a midrash written by Obiyosi Aglili, which discusses the order of the world. And what does it say at some point in Seder Olam that you will translate? Asher Yarshu Avotecha V'Rishta, that your parents inherited and you now own it, whatever. Yerusha Rishona Ushniya Yesh Lohen, Shlishit Ein Lohen. The first two it has, and a third it doesn't need. So Rashi says, what does that mean? That the first Kedusha was Batel, then they had the second one in the time of Ezra, right? But Shlishit Ein Lahem. Rashi says, Klomar Lo Bayim Hadir Umirta Dirusha Omedidhi. The third one, you don't need to sanctify it a third time because it was already... Right? It was already sanctified. Okay? Now, what is the implication of that Gemara that I just read to you? Is that who... hold that Kedusha Shniyah Kidusha L'Sha'ata U Kidusha L'Atid Lavo, Rabbi Yossi. And who does it imply does not hold even that, which is not a possibility in our Gemara? The Rabbanan. Right? So the Gemara that we just looked at in Shavuot implies that what? There's a machloket whether the first Kedusha was Batel or not. But everyone agrees that nowadays it's Kadosh, and at least in the context of Truma, what does the Gemara in Yevamot imply? That there's at least a Shita that holds that it is not. Right? Right? That's the sugya as it appears in Yevamot. But now let's look how it appears in Shvi'it. Okay? First source. Yeah? So both the main, the two main sugyas about this are about Prusbul. So someone tell me, what is a Prusbul?
A document allowing for the collection of a loan after it should have been canceled in the...
Very good. Right? It is a document that says that even though the loan should have been canceled, it is not because we handed it over to Beit Din. We'll get to the exact mechanism of Prusbul. Who established it?
Hillel.
Good. So if you look at the Mishnah tells you, Prusbul ain't a Mishameh.
So how would, like, Prusbul not, like, totally against, like, that spirit of Shmita's
We'll see. Maybe. So the Mishnah says, Prusbul ain't a Mishameh. If you wrote Prusbul, so then your loan does not get wiped out. This is one of the decrees of Hillel. Kisharaash and Nimnuha Milalvot Zedzev. Over in Mashakatub Batara. Right, what was he worried about, Zach? People would do something even worse than lend money and collect it during Shemitah, which is not lend money at all, which is a violation of Isur D'oraita, which is maybe you will see that Shemitah is coming and we'll stop lending money, right? So what did Hillel do? Hitkini lela zakein prusbul. So Hillel instituted Prusbul. Zeu gufo shel Prusbul. What does the Prusbul say? Moser ani lachem isponi bonei adayanim shemakom ploni shekalchov sheyeshli sheagvenu kozman sheerzeh. That I give over to you the judges my loan such that whenever I want to collect it I can. Vadayim chotmin lamatan oedim. And then they sign on the bottom. Yes? Prusbul, remember to sign one before the end of the year. Because Shemitah is nishamete pasof. Right? Shemitah, ksafim takes place at the end of Shemitah. Okay? We're into Moshito. The Rosh is Machmir. Not for now. We will get to that, but not now. According to the Rosh, it's beginning and end. No, beginning and end. Different ways, and we'll get to it at some point in the year, and therefore there is a Chumrah to write two Prose Bowls, but most people don't do that. Most people write one. In Gush, we used to write two, because Aaron was Machmir and everything, so we used to write two, one at the beginning and one at the end of Shemitah.
So you can't be Machmir and everything?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you shouldn't, but if you're a Briscoe, then you do anyway. So,
yes.
He was on Machin or whatever he could. Fine? Yeah. Okay. So, the problem that both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi have is, how does Prusbul work? What do you have a biblical obligation to get rid of a loan, and now you sign some magic papers, say some magic words, and poof, right? It's legal magic. But the question that the Gemara is Bavli and Yerushalmi want to deal with, right? And if you want to open up your Yerushalmi to the place, you can, right? But here you have it on the page. But you can obviously, most of you have the second volume of Shvi'it also. Their problem is. Right, is what? How can you do this? Right, how do you get rid of a mitzvah? All right, so. Okay, but remember, this is Igmar's question. Which second one?
I don't know.
Let's look at the Gemara and let's come back. We've read the Mishnah. Now let's go to the Gemara and Gittin and then come back to Yerushalmi and Shvi'it. Okay, so look at the top of page 2. Let's look at the Gemara and Gittin for a second. So the Gemara, because the Gemara and Gittin is very straightforward about its problem, which is, is there anything that what? That the Torah says the loan is gone. And Hillel comes and says, Mishkeferlach, don't worry about it so much. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's okay. So what is the Gemara answer? Amar Abaye.
Shmita
was Manasseh.
That's
not
for
a full point.
Yes.
What does he say? So just stop there for a minute, right? If I just stopped at the Gemara and the Bavli now, so So what would you say? The Gemara thinks, the Havamina of the Gemara is that what? In order for Prusbul to work, it can't be going against the Torah, which means that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh must be Dirabanan, which the Gemara assumes at this stage is whose Shita? Rebbe. Before you continue the Gemara, and I would ask you, why Shemitah nowadays not Doraita? Before you continue the Gemara, what possibilities could there be?
Because there's no more Kedusha.
Either no Kedusha, or a local halacha to Shemitah. We don't know, right? Yes? Right, methodologically, that's what we know. And the Havamina, that's what we know.
What
do you
mean, right? What? It's a special
exception. It's an right? No. But the question is, why does Shemitah not apply nowadays? Either because there's a local reason for Shemitah not to apply, or because Kedusha Haaretz is batel. Right, that's what I mean. Right? So, now, with that background to the Bavli, we'll come back to the Bavli. Now let's turn back to the Yerushalmi. Right, so that's clearly the back of everyone's mind, which is, how do you deal with Shemitah, right, Bizman Hazeh? How do you deal with Prusbul if it's Doraita? The Yerushalmi pretty clearly says that which type of Svara will determine whether Shemitah is Doraita. What does the Yerushalmi try to go with, a universal approach or a local approach? Good. So let's look at the Yerushalmi. Mikan samchu liprusbul shehu min ha-Torah. So the Gemara says, it sounds like from here that Prusbul is D'oraita. And as the Pnei Moshe suggests, it is equivalent to what is arguably a D'oraita principle called Moser Shtarotav Lebetin. What's Moser Shtarotav Lebetin? You literally give over the court, right? Right. Prusbul is like a virtual Moser Shtarotav, right? Fine. So the Gemara says, Uprusbul Dvar Torah? Wait, what? Prusbul from the Torah? What are you talking about? It's not from the Torah. It is a takana of Hillel. So then he says, Kishihitkin Hillel Samchu Lidvar Torah. When he instituted, he was whatever that word means. Right, exactly. Right? So according to Bnei Moshe, it is Dirabanan, but he, like, did something similar to the Doraita. Okay? We'll come back to it when we do Prusbul in depth. Amar of Chuna Kashite Kumi Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Kiman Diomar Masra Midvar Torah V'Hillel Matkin Al Dvar Torah. They don't have an Amar. Oh, you do. You're right. We have one Amar.
Wow.
So he says, or what does he say? Right? So what does he say? This goes according to what? What does this question hang on according to him? Whether Ma'aser is D'oraita nowadays. Meaning, what does he clearly think the issue is? Is it a local issue?
No.
Right? And Amar Rabbi Yossi, V'chi Mishah Shegalu Yisrael Levavel Lo Niftaru Min HaMitzvah Datluyot Ba'aretz. Once the Jews left the land, didn't they become exempt from all Mitzvah Datluyot Ba'aretz? Right? And then the Gemara goes on and says, okay, but isn't maybe Shemitah's Vashmita Ksavim Nog Ben Vardin Lchozarets, Vartara, right? So then the Gemara says, but I don't understand. That may be true of Shemitah Karka, because Shemitah Karka is a mitzvah tluy baretz, it's an agricultural law. But Shemitah Ksavim should not depend on whether you're in Galut or not, because it is a Chovat Agub. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? Chazar Rabbi Yossi V'amar. V'zeh dvar ha-shmitah, shmot. The pasuk says, this is Shemitah, wipe out the loan. B'sha'a she'ha-shmitah no'eget, dvar Torah, ha'shmei ksafim No haged bein varzim lechoder it's var taro. V'shash es nido neregaz mi divrayhem hashmeks of him. No haged bein varzim lechuzars mi divrayhen. He says it's true that it is only a that shmita ksafim is a mitzvah which can be done. But there's a special gzeirat katuv that compares shmita karka to Shmita Ksafim, and Shmita Ksafim only applies when Shmita Karka applies.
Yeah.
Right? Now, at this stage in the Yerushalmi, therefore, what? Why does the Gemara assume that Shmita might not apply?
Because the
Mitzvah doesn't apply, meaning? That it's not a local... So far, what has the Yerushalmi said? It's a universal rule, right? The first svara to say that Shemitah, do you understand how confusing this is and why I'm only giving you samakara, right? Is because, right? So here's how the logic goes. First question you have to ask is, does Shemitah apply biblically nowadays? Before you get to local issues of Shemitah, what you need to ask is Israel, right? Is the land of Israel kadosh, whatever that means, kadosh at all, kadosh for the purposes of mitzvot, such that Shemitah should apply, right? What evidence do we have so far? We have a Gemara in Shavuot, which implies that everybody agrees that it definitely is Kadosh, because you have a Machloket whether even the first Kedusha applies, or it only applies since the second Kedusha, but according to the simple read of that Gemara, according to everybody,
now
it's Kadosh, correct? The Gemara that I read you quickly in Yevamot implies that when it comes to Truma, there's a Machloket. Rabbi Yossi holds. It is, and the Rabbanan imply that it is not, which is against the Gemara and Shavuot. And the Yerushalmi, specifically in its first daya, right, assumes that the question of whether Shmitat Safim applies depends on whether Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is D'oraita, because we link Shemitah Ksafim to Shemitah Karka. And the question of whether Shemitah Karka applies depends on whether Maiser is right Chayev, meaning it makes it a universal right issue. It says the question of whether Shemitah applies Bizman HaZeh depends on whether the land is Kadosh in general, because we're driving it from Maasrot, and what does the Gemara seem to assume the Maskana is? Right? Okay, not Maskana. At this stage of Gemara, what does the Gemara assume? Does Kedusha Haaretz apply nowadays?
No.
Well, how do you know that the Gemara assumes not?
Because
that's what the Gemara thinks is the basis for Prozbul. Right? Right? That you wouldn't, right? The Gemara at this stage assumes that Prozbul doesn't work unless Shemitah is Derabanan. And the Gemara says, why wouldn't Shemitah be Derabanan? Why would Shemitah be Derabanan? Sorry. Let me be careful. Why would Shemitah not be D'oraita? Because we compare Shemitah Ksafim to Shemitah Karka, and Shemitah Karka depends on Kedusha Haaretz, which therefore can be learned out from whether Maaser apply, and we Baskin and Maaser don't apply to Araita, right? So who's confused at this point, right? What do we have, right? Wait, let me take this to the, well, just so far, right? Can you get me a marker, right?
So that means that if the Jews,
well, we didn't get there. What are you talking about? Well, whoa. Where'd you get that from? No, where'd you get that from? No, Zach. Where did you get that from and what we saw? You just made something up. You added another sugya. Does this Gemara explain why this is the case yet? No. You're getting to Biat Cholchem and Kol Yoshvei Aleha, which might be a local halacha in Shmita and Yovel. Did I get that far yet?
No.
I said based on what we've seen. Right, okay. Here's the rule. I know this is hard. Okay? But sometimes, the more you know, the less carefully you read the sources in front of you. So Zach has heard someone give some sort of shiur on Shemitah and said, oh, one day when more Jews show up in Israel, so suddenly Shemitah will be Daraisa. But that's because he's already jumping to the people who think the question is local to Shemitah with Allah and called Kol Yoshevei Aleha. Okay? So let's see what we have so far. Okay? So we have, okay, Shemit, Yizman, Hazan. Okay? So far we're going to start with this. Right? We're going to just say Bakara. Right? And not. Because it actually didn't say Yerabanan, right?
Yeah.
It just said not Bar Torah.
Okay. Bar Torah. Right? Meaning Daraita.
Fine?
Why would it not be? So, either universal problem, right? Lack of Kiddushah Ha'aretz. Or, a local halacha in Shvi, right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So far, I only want the evidence that we have seen. I don't want evidence, you know, from other places, right? I want evidence that we've seen. Okay?
Yerushalmi in Shvi implies, right, so far, right? This first stage in the Yerushalmi says what? Yerushalmi Shvi'i. Again,
if you guys want to open up your Shemitah, you can and look at it more inside.
Right? Yerushalmi says what?
It is.
So it says, right? Prozbol. The existence of Prozbol implies
that it's not.
Right? Dvar Torah. Right? Why would it not be Dvar Torah?
Because we're not
able to make so he says, according to Rabbi Yossi, right? So this is Rabbi Yossi. Shmitat Safim depends on Shmitat Karka, which depends on right? Mastro, meaning Kedushat Har, right? No. Kedusha.
Right? So the simple understanding of this Gemara in the Yerushalmi so far is that it's a universal question, right? And because Prozbul exists, that means we talk in this way. Right? Yes?
Yeah,
I got
it.
What's the problem?
The problem is that Ezra...
Good. So, the problem is, on the lack of Kedushat Haaretz, right, we have, right, the Gemara in Shavuot that says what? Right, so let's break this up, right? So, the Gemara in Shavuot says what? Right, the Gemara in Shavuot says, what positions do we have?
That either both the first and the second ones were consecrated forever, or just the
right. So either it's either from Yoshua and on is Kadosh, or
from Ezra.
But what's never a possibility?
No
Kedusha, right? Everyone agrees. All agree that it's Kadosh. Which according, right? That there is Kedusha, which according to this would mean? That this is wrong, right? The simple understanding of this would lead to that according to the Bavli, we should paskin that there's no such thing as Prozbul, right? If you follow this analysis in the Yerushalmi, right? And combine it with the Bavli, right? Right, what's the problem? What's the problem, right? This is the Gemara in Shavuot. What about the Gemara in Yevamot? The Gemara in Yevamot, which I didn't give you, but I read to you, implies that what? Rabbi Yossi holds
there is Kedusha, right? And who holds there's not? Rabbi Yossi, Kedusha. And therefore, right? Rabbi Yossi, right? And who holds there's not? Right? Rabbana. So now,
there's a few problems, right? Anyone see a problem here? Besides for the fact that it's confusing, anyone see another problem?
Yeah,
Yeah. The opinion lines up.
No, it does not.
No.
No, it does not. In the Yerushalmi, he says, Mazar doesn't apply, right?
All he said was,
in the Babli,
he never said it.
He is the Baha Memra who says
that
it.
He never said it. He just said that the laws pertaining to Shishikadaras were Bato. That doesn't mean it's not.
Because of, right, there's no Masra, right? Because remember, in the Yerushalmi at this stage, it's universal.
That's what the Gemara says. He never said that.
We're gonna see exactly what's going on with Rabbi Yossi, right? But at first glance, right, Rabbi Yossi thinks that this goes according to the sheets, right? Yerushalmi is following the universal position, right? Yes. We haven't finished Yerushalmi.
No, but what he's really saying here is he's saying that when we're comparing it to Meister, there's a special exception by Meister for some reason.
So that, you could, that seems to be unlikely, right?
No,
meaning, right, by connecting Shemitah to Meister, right, it seems to be you're doing a universal one, right? So then, what does the Gemara say? So then the Gemara switches tracks, and what does it say? Tamon Amrin, Afilu Kimandi Amar. What does it say? Afilu Kimandi Amar, Mi Maasro Dvar Torah, Mo De Bishmita Sheimi Divrayhem. What does the next line say? You guys read the Yerushalmi, I told you, right? What's the next line? The Gemara says, no, I have a different solution, which is, even if you hold that Maasro is Alright, the Shemitah is Darabanan. Right, so you see, conceptually, the Yerushalmi is very neat. What's the Yerushalmi doing? It's saying there's two levels to the question. There's two reasons why you might think that Shemitah is not Alright. Either a universal reason, and then Shemitah and Maaser should be linked, right? Or a local reason, in which case Maaser would be Daraita. And Shemitah would nevertheless be Derabana, right? Good. So what's the reason for that? What does the Yerushalmi say? Why would you say something like that? Did Tani, Zed Vara Shemitah Shmot, Rebbe Omer Shnei Shmitin Halalu Shemitah V'Yovel. There are two Shemitos. V'Shasha Yovel Noeg, Shemitah Noeg Dvar Torah, Pasku Yovlot, Shemitah Noheget, Nidiv Rehen. So now, Rebbe suggests that there's a local halacha in Shemitah, and that is, it's not linked to Kedusha or Ezra Masa, but it's linked to
Yovel.
Right? Shemitah and Yovel. Good. So why do you think that Yovel is not Chayev? So what does the Gemara say? Don't tell me what you know. Tell me what this Yerushalmi says. What does the Gemara say? So Rebbe Omer... So Amos I Pasqua Yovlot, Yoshveha Bismantri Yoshvealeha, Lo Bismantri Galu Mitocha. So we start learning that there's a halacha of, called, of Kol Yoshvea Aleha, that Yovel only applies if all Jews, and we'll have to get to what all Jews mean, right, live in Israel. Okay? We'll get to the parameters soon, right? And therefore, once they're in Galut, Aval Hayim Arvim Shevet Yehudah V'Yamin. So now the Gemara says there's two things. What do you need? What's Kol Yisrael? First Gemara says numbers, right? And what's the next line?
What does it seem to be?
What does it say? Aval Im Hayim Me'urbavim Shevet Yehudah V'Yamin Shevetim Yehudah. If Yehudah lives by Binyamin, Binyamin lives by Yehudah. So you might think that Yachal Yula Yovlo Noagin, Talmud Lomar Yoshveha, we call Yoshveha Nimseit Omer, Kevin Shigalu, Shevet Ruven, Negar, Chatishev Menashe, Batlo Yovlo. Right, what do you need? You need everyone to live in their tribal, you need the majority of clients who are living there, and you need people living in their tribal lands. And therefore, there are two reasons for Yovel not to apply, and that is?
Darn
and young people, or the people who are there,
don't
live in the wrong place. So, for example, do I live in my ancestral land? No, obviously not, right? How do I know I don't live in my ancestral land?
You don't know what?
Because I'm a Levi, and I live in Ephrat, which belongs to Yehuda.
Come on,
people. You knew this, right?
I don't know.
Okay, here's geography.
What is like...
What
am I doing? What?
Here's your thought, okay? You travel down on right south, directly south, on a highway called 60. Okay? So, you hit Ephrat. And over here, you have, much bigger than us, you have Beit Lechem. Right? And here you have Ephrat. Okay? Not really like this, more like this. Okay? Long and thin. Okay? I live here. In a little neighborhood called Dagon.
Why is it called Dagon?
Wheat. Because that's wheat. Why is it called Dagon?
Fish.
No, Dagon is great. Why is it called Dagon?
Because it's the
ingredient. But
it's American content because...
Seriously,
what happened? Because to illustrate, two years ago on Shavuot, there was a play for kids. And they always have a play for kids every Shabbos. It's very in-depth. It's like a very in-depth play on the Parsha, right? But this was on the Gilad Ruud, and what did they say? Ruud was here, right here, right? Obviously, right here. Because what is Ephrat? Right? Modern Ephrat is where? Right, you know, Rachel is buried in Ephrat, Derech Beit Lechem, right? Ephrat, Derech Beit Lechem, right?
What happened here? Why is Dagon important?
Who had a grain field here?
Boaz, thank you. Boaz.
And remember, that's the whole drama. That's where Ruth, you know, he wakes up with a beautiful young woman at his feet in a wheat field, right? That's like where my house is. For all I know, it's where my house was. I tell my kids that I don't know where Boaz was, but it's actually not implausible that it's exactly where we live. Right? Right? That's where we live. Right? And as we all know, I hope you know by this point, that Boaz, you know, the great-great-grandfather of
David
Elah, right, is from Yehuda. And therefore, a Levi, right, named Zirin, right, is Ephrat is not Kol Yerusha Aleha, right? It's not Kol Yerusha Aleha because I don't belong there, right? I have other places I can live, right? In Levite cities, but Ephrat is not one of them, right? Hebron is, but it's not so far. But Ephrat is not one of them, right? And therefore, the logic of the Yerushalmi is that the second, right, the first possibility of the Yerushalmi is the reason Shemitah wouldn't apply nowadays is because of a universal reason which affects Kedushat Haaretz. The second would be that no, even if you hold that Kedushat Haaretz does apply, and therefore Maestro, you apply, Shemitah is linked to Yovel. Yovel is linked to Kol Yerushalmi Halev, which means numbers and no zeros living in. Right? Beit Lechem Yehuda, right? Or Ephrat, right? And therefore, nowadays, Yol doesn't apply, and therefore Shemitah doesn't apply, and therefore you can have Fruzbol, right? Right? But you see what conceptually the Yerushalmi is doing. The Yerushalmi is saying there's two types of reasons why Shemitah would not be biblical. One is that it lacks Kedusha, and therefore all the mitzvot are somehow lacking, and the other is a local halacha in Shemitah, right? Yes? Okay.
So now
it might be Rabbanan. Good. So now... So, okay. So, guys, if you want to look more, obviously, you can open up your own Yerushalmi tomorrow. You have Yerushalmi Shviit, right? This is Halacha Yud. It's the beginning of Yud Bet, right? Okay? So the first type of question... Right? To summarize, the first type of question we're going to have to ask to figure out the status of Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh is to figure out whether Kedushat Haaretz applies for the purpose of mitzvot at all, because that, according to the first day in Yerushalmi, is the first question you have to ask, right? The problem is, what's the answer to that? It's not clear, because the simple understanding of the first day in the Yerushalmi is that everyone agrees Bizman HaZeh does not apply. Right? The second answer assumes that it's a machloket, but even if Kedushat HaAretz applies, it wouldn't apply for the purpose of Shemitah, because of a local halacha. Right? The sugya in Shavuot implies that everyone agrees that the land is kadosh. The sugya in Yevamot implies that only Rabbi Yossi agrees it's kadosh, but the chachamim do not.
Where in our first Gemara does it say it's not their bond? Ever say that?
Like, which first? I don't know what first anymore. That it's not daraita, you mean? Right, I said not Dvar Torah. You're right. At the end, Yerushalmi assumes that if it's not daraita, it is darabanan. Right? But I'm just saying, because we'll see that certain shita will assume that if it's not Dvar Torah, it still might not be darabanan either. It might be less. Right? So I just put not. But you're right. Yerushalmi ends up saying that not equals darabanan. Right? At the end, it's very clear. Yeah? Okay. So that is why the first major question you have to ask is, Kedushat, is the land kadosh? So very quickly, I'll just throw it out there. On this level, despite all the complexity, how do we paskin? On this question, is the land of Israel still kadosh? And we'll come back to it, but in general, how do we paskin? So Rashi paskins in several places that batla kedushat haaretz. So we paskin like the Rabbanan that there is no kedushat haaretz, and we'll see that in the Gemara in Gittin. Right, we're going to see that in Gittin. Right, that Rashi in several places, not everywhere, and Rashi's sheet is a little bit complicated, but there's at least room to say within Rashi that we paskin that it's not kadosh. Okay? The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halakha Hei of Hilchot Truma, and then I think you do have paskins that it kedushah shniyah kichal l'sha'atav kichal l'atid lafav. So we paskin, it's kadosh, right? And therefore, on the first level question, right, according to Rashi, presumably this discussion doesn't even get off the ground because, as we said, right? Exactly. Okay? Just the beginning,
I don't think
you're right? We'll come back to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but so far, just to summarize what we've seen, right? Conceptually, right? The first question, right? You got to figure out, is, in order to figure out the status of Shemitah, you need to first examine universal principles that might affect Shemitah, things like Kedusha, right? The second would be local halachot that affect Shemitah. The Yerushalmi explicitly, right? The Yerushalmi assumes Kedavar Pashut, that everyone, Lahalacha, assumes that Shemitah Bizman HaZeh seems to assume is Derabanan. If you hold a Prusbol, then that shows you hold Shemitah's Derabanan. But the Yerushalmi, the first discussion is on the universal level, right? Which is whether Shemitah applies is going to hang on Ma'asrot because it's about Kedush Da'aretz. The second one says it's a local halacha, which is to get back to called Kol Yoshvea Aleha, right? Right? Like the first day on Yerushalmi, the question of whether Shemitah is Daraita depends on the universal question of whether the land is Kadosh, then you've got to figure out how we paskin. And on that level, the Gemara in Shavuot paskins with the Maskana. Everyone agrees that the land is Kadosh. The only machloket is, does that happen post-Yoshua, post-Ezra? The Gemara in Yevamot implies that it's a machloket, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that it's Kadosh, and the Rabbanan holds it is not. By normal rules of Psak, who would be passing, like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbanan? Rabbanan. And therefore, you have some people like Rashi who imply that La Halacha, we paskin that it's only Rabbanan, right? That Kedushat Eretz Yisrael is Batel, right? Is Batela. However, the majority of you, following like the Gemara in Shavuot, right, assumes that Lamaskana nowadays, everyone agrees that it is Daraita. But to really figure out what the Gemara holds, We have to finish that sugya where? In Gittin. Right? Because in the Yerushalmi, it's quite clear that what's the maskana of the Gemara? That Kedusha the Aretz is Batel, but it's a local halacha in Shemitah, and it seems to be that the dominant voice in the Yerushalmi by the end is that because of the localized halacha in Shemitah, that it is not Kadosh, because you need Kol Yishvei Allah, right? But remember, and why does the Yerushalmi seem to think that the dominant view, for one reason or another, believes that Shemitah Bizmanazah is not Daraita? Because they think that's the only way to justify? Prusbul. And that was the Havamina where in Gittin, where the Gemara said, if Prusbul works, that must mean that Shemitah is not Daraita. But what's the problem? The continuation of the Gemara says that no, Prusbul might work even if it's Daraita, and that's subject to how you read a machloket between Rava and Abaye, and that's why we have to come back to the Gemara in Gittin, right, to figure this out. Okay? Like I said, the reason I want you to have the Olamot Makart, even though I'm going to draw some other Makart also, is because what they did, which I didn't do for you, is these nice little things. Here's a heading. Here's the question you have to ask. Right? They at least, if ever you lose yourself, right, you can go back and say, okay, that's at least the question I'm supposed to be asking, and these Makaros deal with it. And those little headings I felt were so helpful, even if they don't have every Makar that I want to do, and no one has all the Makar I want to do, right? Still, I want you to understand the types of questions. And yes, by the way, I know we're doing a handout, but if you want to feel like we're doing Yerushalmi Shvi'it, right, you can obviously just open up Yerushalmi Shvi'it and see that we just did like an omelet or something, right, in a Yerushalmi Shvi'it in the 10th Perek. Okay?